Okay, Bible and Daily Lifers, here we are. We are starting out with the New Testament in a year. How it's going to work is we're going to go one chapter a day. Now listen, if you miss a day, just move on. If you try to catch up, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So what we want to do is just move through it. You'll get the essence of it even if you miss a day. It's all good. So we're going to start with the New Testament. We're going to start with Matthew. And what we should say about all of this is that there are four Gospels that open up the New Testament: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, each one of them is from a different perspective, and each one of them writes to a different audience, but it's the message of Jesus. It's the biography of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ, his life and his ministry. So Matthew, we should know, he's writing to the Jewish people in the first century. So an awful lot of what he says applies to Jewish people. They'll get it. They get the nuances. They get the little things in there. But it'll be good for us as well, for sure. So Matthew's writing to that Jewish population. And as such, he's saying things to them that will make a difference to them. Now, Mark, when we get to him, he is the action guy. He is writing to a Roman audience because Israel was underneath the domain of Rome. They felt oppressed by Rome. You get to Luke, and Luke talks about the man, the perfect man. He was a Greek, and the Greeks in the day, they liked the perfect mind, philosophy. They liked the perfect body, the Olympics. And you get to John, and John is, he's the one who's come from heaven. He's Emmanuel, God who has come to dwell in the flesh, the Word who was and the Word who is and the Word who will always be, who has come and dwelt among us. But we're looking at Matthew, written to the Jewish people. So it starts like this. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David and the son of Abraham. Well, there's three titles there, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But it says in the book, and that word there is Biblos, which is where we get the word book or Bible. The Bible is the book. It's a book, but it's the book. There's no book like the Bible. And then the word genealogy. Well, we know what genealogy is. It's becoming pretty popular with people, 23andMe and genealogy.com, those kinds of things, where people are looking into their family trees, where they've come from, who they are, who their relatives are. Well, to the Jewish people, it was very, very important. But before we get into that, because there's a genealogy that goes on for quite a few verses, and we will be looking at it. But the word genealogy comes from a word that you might suspect if you thought about it, the word Genesis, the word beginning. So Matthew really is the book of new beginnings, where Jesus comes onto the scene. Well, now, if you were Jewish, you would have already had a Bible, which we refer to as the Old Testament, and that would have started out by saying in the beginning. So there was the beginning of God's creation of the heavens and the earth, and his people, the Jewish people, who became known as the chosen people. We'll get into that as we go through Matthew. It'll make some sense to you why he chose them and why they're called chosen people. But the word Genesis, beginning, where it starts. And so this is the start of a new beginning. Matthew, it's beginning all over again. It's beginning all over again for the Jewish people in the first century. It's beginning all over again for the Hebrew people who had been waiting for so long for the Messiah to come. All of their scriptures in the Old Testament pointed to the Messiah coming. So now, the book of the beginning, the new start, the new beginning of what? Of Jesus Christ, there's one title. Two, the son of David. Three, the son of Abraham. Well, his name wasn't Jesus Christ, like my name is Joe Paskowitz. Often in the Bible, they would say Joe from New London. Well, there's probably a lot of Joes from New London now, but would distinguish me from Joe from Norwich, Joe from San Francisco. It would be Joe from New London. So it's not his last name or where he's from. It's Jesus. That's his name, Jesus, Yeshua, the one who saves, Christ, the anointed one, the one who, on whom God had put everything on him. He is the anointed one. He's the Christ. He's the Savior. Jesus Christ, the one who saves. So it's a title and not just a last name. In other words, you wouldn't go up to him and say, Mr. Christ, could you help me, you know, with this problem that I have? No, not at all. His name was Jesus. He was Jesus, the Messiah. So that's a title. Now, the next title here is that he's the son of David. Well, what does that mean? It means that David was the king that Israel loved. He was the beloved king of Israel. He was a psalm writer. He was a worshiper. They just loved King David. Well, King David also had a promise from God that there would always be one that would sit on his throne. You see, in the ancient world there in Israel, that the kingship was passed on through succession through the family tree. So there would always be somebody in David's family tree that would be sitting on the throne. And when David sat on the throne, they loved it. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time. Oh, how great Israel was when David was on the throne. Well, David had the promise that a king coming from his family tree, coming from his lineage, coming from his blood, that there would always be one on the throne. Now, this is important if you're Jewish in the first century. They've been looking at the Old Testament all this time. This is important if you're Jewish and you're looking for the Messiah, the anointed one, Jesus, the anointed one. Who is he? He will be the son of David, who can sit on the throne of Israel and rule Israel. Then there's a third one, the son of Abraham. Well, why the son of Abraham? Well, again, you have to know your Jewish history. You have to know your Old Testament. But Abraham was the father of the Jewish people. He was the father, the patriarch, the one who they looked to, looking all the way back. In the United States, we, you know, maybe look back to George Washington. Well, George Washington didn't start the country, but he was the first president. So the patriarch, and going all the way back. But Abraham was the first Hebrew, and he really is the one who's the father of the nation. So the beginning of a new story, a new start, a new beginning, because God's all about new beginnings, and that's what's happening in Matthew. It's a new beginning. So the book of new beginnings about Jesus, the Lord saves, the Messiah, the anointed one, about Jesus, the anointed one, who is the son of David, the political king who can sit on the throne, who also comes from the father of the nation. So Jesus, just in this first verse here, he is the spiritual, he is the prophetic, he is the kingly, he is the earthly, he is the national king. It's the identity of Jesus, his spiritual identity, his prophetic identity, his kingly identity, his earthly identity, his national identity, and his identity as the anointed one, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it goes on and it says that Abraham, oh, we're going to look at this. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac was the father of Jacob, and Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Well, this is important. Their genealogies were important. They needed to see that Jesus had come from the family tree of David. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, and by Tamar. Oh, Tamar, this lady. Oh, you have to go and read Genesis 38. Write that down. Genesis 38. This lady, Tamar, is in the family tree of Jesus. She was a prostitute. She prostituted herself out and she did a dirty little deed. You'll have to go and read about it in Genesis 38. So this woman who really did some things of disrepute is in the family tree of Jesus. That's important. Tamar and Perez, the father of Hezron, and Hezron was the father of Ram, and Ram was the father of Abinadab, and Abinadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. Rahab's another harlot. You can read about her in Joshua 2. And she had faith, but she, this woman of ill repute, this harlot, this woman of the night, is in the family tree of Jesus. Well, let's keep reading. And Boaz, the father of Obed, by Ruth. By Ruth. And Obed, the father of Jesse, the father of David, the king. Well, there you go. So there's Ruth. She's a Moabitess. She was from a tribe that the Israelites were not fond of at all. They saw them as outsiders. Well, here you have the outsider in the family tree of Jesus, these Gentiles, outsiders. And there they are. There's a message in there we could talk about, the inclusion of outsiders, but we're looking at a genealogy. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah. Her name was Bathsheba. You can read about her in 2 Samuel 11. Well, David had this adulterous affair, and with this adulterous affair, you know, she becomes the father of Solomon. Now, what does this genealogy teach us? Wow, the inclusion of Jesus Christ in his own family tree. When we get to John, we'll see that he was God, Emmanuel, in the flesh. Well, Matthew does that as well. We need to jump ahead because we're trying to keep it right around the 10-minute mark here every day so that we can get through it. So read the rest of the chapter yourself. There's some amazing stuff. But when you get to verse 23, there's a quote from Isaiah the prophet, the ancient Hebrew prophet. And he says, "Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son." So there's the miracle of the virgin birth. "And they will call his name Emmanuel." So his name is Jesus the Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, and he's Emmanuel, which means God with us. Whenever you see an E-L, that's in the Hebrew, it's always God. And so it's God with us. And Jesus becomes God with us. Look at his family tree. Look where he came from. He came to identify with humanity. His family is very much like, his family tree is very much like your family tree, my family tree, just crazy family trees, right? And he comes into the world, and he comes into the world to save us, to be God in the flesh, God with us. What we'll see in Matthew is that Jesus is the king. Jesus is the king. All through the chapters, we'll see the king. And so this is the chapter of the birth of the king. So meet us every day. We'll try to go through the New Testament. If we go Monday through Friday, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, what we'll find out is we'll get through the entire New Testament in a year. Everybody should go through the New Testament sometime in their life. So bless you, bless you, bless you.